Welcome to r/entitledparents, where an entitled mother gets herself tased. Our next Reddit post is from OK Interview. So this just happened last night, and I still can't believe someone would do this. I'm a 30-year-old guy and a paramedic. I've been in emergency medical services for the past 8 years, and I absolutely love my job. Last night, we were dispatched to a 75-year-old female who fell at her home. The patient stated that she tripped over her carpet and hit her head when she fell. We arrived on the scene and noticed that the home was a duplex with our patient's door on the right and her neighbor's door on the left. We made our way into the home and found her lying on the floor. The woman was awake and breathing. We started asking her the standard questions. Are you okay? Does anything hurt? Do you remember the fall? Etc. She stated that she has a pounding headache and that she remembers walking to bed and then waking up on the floor. In my field, that's a pretty big red flag. We noticed that she's got a pretty good lump on the side of her head and a big bruise is starting to form already. Noticing the bruise, I asked her if she was on any blood thinners. She said that she was on blood thinners for a previous stroke that she had a few years ago. We urged her to let us take her to the hospital because there was a possibility that the fall could have caused a bleed in her brain, and she should really go to the hospital to get some scans done. She agrees, and we begin to package her up. We applied a C-collar around her neck in case of any neck injuries. She denied having any neck or back pain, so we lifted her up and placed her into our stair chair. A stair chair is exactly what it sounds like. It's a chair with tracks that we use to carry patients up and down stairs. As we were leaving her house, her neighbor whipped her door open and started yelling about how she couldn't sleep with all the lights and noises outside. The sound of our stair chair apparently woke her up, and she was not happy about that. My lieutenant walked over to her and apologized and said that we were dealing with a medical emergency and we'd be leaving soon enough. The Karen neighbor then noticed that our patient was her neighbor, and that's when she started yelling about something totally different. The entitled neighbor started yelling, "You can't take her to the hospital. I have errands to run tomorrow, and she needs to watch my kids." My lieutenant again reiterated that we were here for a medical emergency and that her health is more important than Karen's errands. The entitled neighbor let out a loud huff and then slammed the door in his face. We thought that was the end of it. We were wrong. After a few minutes in the back of the ambulance, we told our lieutenant that he could take the engine crew back to the station and that we were going to be heading out in a few minutes. After we checked her vitals, got an IV going, and started giving her IV fluids, my partner got out the back and went up to the driver's seat. About 5 seconds later, the back doors of my ambulance fly open, and who do I see? The entitled neighbor, of course. Apparently, she just needed a few minutes to get dressed before coming back outside. I yell at her, "What the hell do you think you're doing?" She yells back, "I told you that she can't go to the hospital because she has to watch my kids tomorrow." She then starts trying to pull the cot out of the ambulance with our patient still on it. Luckily, she didn't know how to unlatch the cot and she couldn't get her out. Our patient says, "I can't watch your kids tomorrow because I fell and I might be having a stroke." The entitled neighbor yells back at her and says, "You're fine. You don't need to go to the hospital because you're not having a stroke." My partner hears the commotion and goes to the back of the ambulance. He pulls the Karen off the cot and I slam and lock the doors. You could tell that the entitled neighbor was about to become combative. It's important to know that whenever we have a call at night, either the police department or the sheriff's department also responds to our call. Because of where we were, it took a few minutes for the sheriff's department to show up on the scene, but he got there just in time. I couldn't hear much through the closed door, but I saw the officer get out of his cruiser with his taser drawn. My partner runs back up to the driver's seat and starts heading to the hospital. The last thing I saw through the back windows was the entitled neighbor stomping towards the officer and then her hitting the ground after being tased. It was super satisfying to watch. I was talking with the patient and asked, what was that all about? And she said that the entitled neighbor would just drop her 3 young kids off at her house and then leave for several hours at a time with no notice. My patient had no idea that she was supposed to watch the kids at all because, again, the entitled neighbor never even gave her a heads up about any of these things. And then OP posted a small update. My contact at the hospital said the patient doesn't have a bleed. She does, however, have a really nasty-looking bruise on her face from the blood thinners. This is incredibly common. Most likely, she'll be going home soon. There's no update on the neighbor, unfortunately. OP, I was just thinking, it would be... It would be really funny if, as you were driving away, your ambulance got a call over the radio.
Emergency medical services needed. The patient has been tased and fell onto pavement.
It'd be like,
yeah, I know. I was just there. I saw it happen. Looked painful, too.
Also, how dumb is this lady? Because on top of being super entitled, why would you want someone who's possibly suffering a stroke to watch your kids? What if they drive the kids somewhere and they have a stroke while driving? Or what if she's cooking and has a stroke and sets the house on fire while the kids are in the house? Or, you know, what if she just has a stroke and dies and then the three kids are locked inside of a house with a dead body screaming and traumatized? I mean, putting aside the fact that the Karen should care about the well-being of her neighbor. Obviously, she's a Karen, so she doesn't. But still, you care about your own kids, right? So wouldn't you want your babysitter to be healthy? Our next Reddit post is from Draco Baron. So this happened about 5 years ago while we were on a hiking trip in my country. For those who don't know, hikes are usually divided into tiers based on a person's endurance, speed, and capabilities. However, this hike only had one level due to a shortage in people and guides. So, my best friend and I were asked to assist with the hike, given that we're regulars and advanced hikers. Now, we were walking quite a distance on a narrow path that forced everyone into a single line. It was a downward sloping dirt path with scattered leaves and rocks, and with scattered streams of water making certain sections of the trail muddy and slippery. It wasn't a big issue for most of us, but we had two unruly new people with us, entitled mother and entitled Karen, who complained about the mud, plants, insects, and just about everything. We were tolerant of them, but that changed pretty quickly. We reached a rather difficult spot where the mud was very slippery. Tripping wouldn't kill you, but it would require a painful trip to the operating room, for sure. So me, my best friend, and the guide situated ourselves at the beginning, middle, and end of the drop respectively to help people get across. I said to a girl hiker, "Okay, girl hiker, stand on my right foot and then grab my best friend's hand." My best friend and the guide give similar instructions, and we were in a position where the entitled kid is next. I'm supporting girl hiker 2. Girl hiker 1 was with the guide, and guy hiker was helping them. The entitled kid said,
"Mom, take a video of me doing this. I'm gonna sprint across."
I said, "No, you won't. You'll stand on my right foot and then take that guy's hand." The entitled mom said,
"You can't tell my kid what to do. Go on, chief."
Chief, translated from my native tongue, is a term that's similar to man of men, or that he's the strong man. I said, "No, if you do this and he slips, then we'll all be in danger, and I might not be able to catch him. Get the hell back." The entitled kid runs a bit upward and away from my reach, and on his third step, he loses his footing and slips. He was now sliding between me and my best friend. While slipping, he grabs the leg of a girl hiker, pulling her down. Me and my best friend grab each of the girl's arms.
"My baby! You bastards better not let my baby get hurt! Pull him up!"
My best friend says, "Bitch, he caused this!"
"You swine! My baby is more important than all of you! Get him back to me!"
My friend is a devoted Muslim, and the swine insult seemed to target that because, in my language, calling someone a swine is not a common insult. I said, "Shut the hell up, you entitled donkey turd!" I said to girl hiker 2, "Are you okay?" And for context, I know that calling someone an entitled donkey turd sounds stupid, but in my language, it's a pretty common insult. The girl hiker says, "I'm okay, but the kid is holding onto my leg and kicking, and I can't get a foothold." By now, the entire group is looking on in horror, and the mother is screaming like a banshee. Meanwhile, the guide grabbed a rope and tossed it to the kid. The kid would not let go of the girl's leg, forcing me and my best friend to start losing our footholds. My friend said, "You idiot! Grab the rope or we're all going down!"
"Don't you dare scream at him! This is all your fault! You and this trail! Only a swine like you would be this much of an idiot!"
I said, "Will you shut the hell up already? Girl hiker, I need to grab you by the shirt. Is that okay?"
"Yes, yes, just get me out of here!"
I reached down, grabbed her shirt, and pulled her up just enough for my best friend to grab her bag and pull her up with me. We felt the dirt beneath us giving way. The dirt was slipping into the entitled kid's eyes as it was tumbling down onto him. He began to flail and scream, causing the mother to start screaming as well.
Don't worry, baby. Hold on. You idiots are hurting him.
I said, can you put a lid on it? God damn.
How dare a piece of garbage like you and the swine next to you talk to me and my baby like that?
The guide moved himself a bit below me and my friend and had a strong foothold. At that moment, my friend and I pulled up as much as we could, and the guide grabbed the entitled kid and pulled him off. Once the entitled kid let go, this allowed us to pull up the girl hiker. At this point, I lost a lot of my footing, and I had to dig my hands into the dirt and spider move myself into a different position. At this point, the entitled mother ran over to the kid to check on him while cursing at all of us. She called us idiots and irresponsible, and she kept threatening to sue us. She called my friends swine and other explicit words. Now, what the entitled mother didn't account for is that both my and my best friend's mom were with us, and they saw all of this go down. My best friend's sister even recorded everything. My mom said, "Our kids saved your spoiled brat's butt, so one more word out of you and I'll..." At this point, my best friend's mom shoved the entitled mom into a tree trunk.
"How dare you call my kid swine after he saved your kid's life? You racist entitled B-word! I have half a mind to throw you off this ledge. Pieces of garbage like you are what's wrong with this country. Say one more word about my kid. I dare you."
The entitled mom and entitled kid visibly shrank at the entire group gathered around them yelling and blaming her and her kid for what they did. Me and my best friend got to cleaning our boots and clothing from the dirt that slipped in. We just brushed off the dirt and continued the trail. The hiker girl started chatting with my friend, and I think he even got her number. The entitled mother and entitled kid were noticeably silent, and the guide issued them a ban from our group and the other groups that we usually collaborate with. And OP clarifies that the entitled kid was 29 years old. OP clarifies that this isn't uncommon in Lebanon due to the financial situation and the roles that mothers play in Lebanese society. As a result, a lot of people have never grown out of their mother's circle. And yeah, I have to admit that this is one of the worst cases I've ever encountered. Man, when I was reading this story, I was imagining the entitled kid being a kid because this is obviously stupid, reckless, and childish behavior. And there's like the really obvious concern, which is sprinting across a dangerous section of a hike is incredibly stupid because you could fall and potentially hurt yourself. But what makes it so much worse is the way OP described it was that he, his friend, and the guide were basically situated so that their feet were on the only safe footholds, and they were having other people step on their feet, which was a safe spot, and helping them get across. But like, imagine having a 29-year-old man sprint across the top of your feet while you're in the middle of a hike. At the bare minimum, that would be extremely painful. At the worst case scenario, he could break your foot or break your toe or cause some serious injury. Then, he makes it to the other side and he has his cool video, but you're stuck with like a broken toe in the middle of a long hike. That's just super inconsiderate and dangerous. Like, I'm not really sure how much the top of your foot can handle, but I'd have to imagine a 29-year-old guy sprinting across the top of your foot. We're like in broken bone territory, right? Our next Reddit post is from Queen of Shipping. When I was 17, I worked as an intern at a jewelry store. I would basically just help customers find jewelry, pay for it, and maintain the register. One Friday night, I was anxious to close because I was going to stay after hours to repair a necklace of mine. It wasn't anything too remarkable to a normal person, just a silver chain with an ebony ring in the center. But the history that it had to my family is so important. The story goes that my great-great-great-grandfather, a French woodcarver, created the ebony ring with his own bare hands. Then he carved both his and my great-great-great-grandmother's initials into it. He used the necklace to propose to her. When he went off to war a few years later, he told her that if he didn't make it back, to tie the ring to her favorite silver chain so that he could always be near her heart. He never returned, and my great-great-great-great-grandmother kept her promise, and it's since become a family heirloom. But anyways, I was just closing up when an entitled parent and her actually decent child came in. "Good evening, welcome to Paris Jewelers, how may I help you?"
"Cut the small talk. My daughter needs a perfect necklace for her bat mitzvah, and I want to see them now."
I'm slightly put off by her rude tone, but I assume that she's just stressed out and I go to help her. After looking through all of her best necklaces, she's still not satisfied.
No, no, no. Where's your good jewelry?
Ma'am, if these sections aren't to your liking, I'm sure I can help you find another.
I want that one.
I look to where she's pointing, and apparently she wants my necklace, which is clearly on my employee desk and not on the display cases. I'm sorry, ma'am, but that's not for sale. It's actually...
Don't lie! I want that necklace, so you're gonna hand it over.
No, that's a family heirloom. It belongs to my family. At this point, the entitled mother's daughter says, Leave her alone, Mom. I can get another one. The mom just dismisses her with a wave of her hand. I'm about to argue some more, but then my boss walks in. Is there a problem, ladies?
You little B-word of an employee won't give me the necklace I want. She threw it behind the desk just so I couldn't get it.
Mom, you know that's not what happened. Don't lie about...
Shush! You're just being hysterical because the girl is being so mean.
My boss looks at me, then back at the entitled mother and her daughter. He eventually turns to me. Can you please show me the necklace in question? I go and get my necklace and show it to him, and he turns back to the entitled mother. Is this the necklace you wanted?
Yes.
Then I'm afraid you're mistaken. This necklace is, in fact, this young lady's property. Now, please leave or I'll escort you out personally. The entitled mother glares at me, but eventually grumbles and leaves. Before she takes off, however, the daughter says she needs to use the restroom. The mom tells her to hurry up before going to wait. The young girl then bursts into tears, apologizing for her mom's behavior and sobbing about how embarrassed she is. My boss and I felt so bad for her that we gave her an inexpensive bracelet for free and said mazel tov for her. Poor girl, wherever you are, I hope that you're free from your mother and living your best life. That was r/entitledparents, and if you like this content, be sure to follow my podcast because I put out new Reddit podcast episodes every single day.